Tuesday, 86-year-old Howard Curtis told WABE about his voting experience at Morningside Elementary School.
But that's the worst time I ever had, the worst day. I've never waited that long before. Never.
Curtis and others had to wait 2 hours to vote because of staffing issues. Julie Earnhardt expressed her concern that continues to plague Fulton County.
And I would hope that in the future they will have more than two people checking people in to get to the 12 voting machines.
Staffing issues was just one of many problems for Fulton County. There were reports of registered voters not found in the system, and those voters had to fill out provisional ballots. Georgia Secretary of State Brian Kemp offers no excuses for Fulton County.
Because when you look around the state, yesterday was about as smooth an election as I've experienced, and I've heard from others that have been doing this longer than myself, it was one of the smoothest presidential elections that we've ever had.
Kemp labels Fulton County as having systemic problems for several election cycles. As to a solution for the county and its ongoing voting day difficulties.
And I think it begs the question, not only for me, but other government leaders in Fulton and legislators, is, you know, how are we going to fix this problem going forward? That's certainly not something we're going to answer in the next 3 days.
But what Secretary Kemp did vow to do over the next 3 days is to make sure provisional ballots would be counted in order to certify the results. Interview requests to Fulton County election officials were not returned by airtime. Rose Scott, WABE News.